What's occurring?
I've got three situations. All I need from you is to tell me what happened next.
Oh.
What's occurring?
Good. So it's Zane and Becky today. Play along at home on 81199.
Just for fun.
Now, we've got this song which we created for Leona Lewis called Love Handles. We had Leona...
That's what it was. Last night I was getting texts about Love Handles and I was totally in the dark about that.
This is it. Right. I love your love handles, handles. Leona's on it too. I love your love handles, handles. And then yesterday Katy Perry did a version.
I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles. I love your love handles, handles, handles.
See, the Katy Perry version sounds like a mobile phone handles, ad, doesn't it?
Handles, handles.
Get all day plans. You know, whatever they say. Get free talk for an entire month.
At the thingy warehouse.
It is totally there, yeah, really. Does.
So that's love handles.
Or drone.
Here's my question to you. How many people would actually buy love handles if it was released?
That's an estimate, surely.
Yeah. We asked people on the streets of Great Britain.
Right, okay.
What do you think?
Okay, well, I mean...
It's a guessing game, you know?
There's so many questions I have, you know. At this point, I'm just going to dive straight in the deep end and not bother asking any of them. Yeah. I'm just going to guess. I don't even know how many people you asked. I'm going to say, I think... 70% of the people that you asked? Is that... I'd say 17.
17 people would buy Love Handles if it was released as a download or a CD. Becky?
Two.
Two?
What, did you ask five? I mean, I don't know how many you asked.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked about 10 people.
Oh, come on!
On the streets of Great Britain.
Come on! That's so out of order!
How many people would buy Love Handles? You said it's fine.
It's not fine.
70%, so you can have 7 out of 10.
Can I have that?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
That People Just Wait is a very interesting tune. Different.
Would you buy it, though, if it was in the shops?
I probably wouldn't.
Interesting, a little bit childish.
If it was in the shops, would you buy it?
I'm more into rock and pop music.
What?
That's that cheesy.
So would you buy it?
Nah.
Very good. What? Very good.
If it was in the shops, do you think you'd buy it?
I might not buy it.
What?
Personally, no.
Would you buy that song?
Probably not, no.
It's just weird. So what do you guys reckon? If it was in the shops, would you buy it?
No. Something different.
So you reckon you might buy it?
Why not? It's a Christmas party tune, I reckon.
Yeah, it's good. It's it's different.
So would you buy it?
No.
Great. Okay, so that was just one person there.
Which version was it? Was it your version or the Katy Perry version?
It was the Leona and me version.
Oh, see, I thought it was the Katy Perry version.
It was still the same song.
You're a shambles.
It was two, so Becky gets the point. Wait, no, you said two. It was one, so Becky gets the point.
Ow! What's occurring?
What's happened to this segment in the last 2 weeks? If this was like really the sharpest blade in the cutting edge of popular entertainment, and has there been a change in staff? Oh no, what's occurring?
Yeah.
You're shambles.
Right. You know Countdown?
I do.
They give you an anagram, don't they?
Oh
now,
no.
Who do you think is best at word games at Radio 1?
Oh right, okay.
Out of anyone.
Oh no,
DJs.
I'm going to say, and then you're going to go, we asked Tim Westwood, Sarah Cox, and... Out of anyone.
That's not the question.
Okay, all right. Out of anybody, who do I think is the best? Out of what, DJs?
Yeah.
All DJs, yeah. Okay. I think Rob the Bank.
No, it's Sarah Cox. Oh. Now, we gave her this anagram. Okay, let me just show you this here. Mm. Okay. If you'd like to read out those letters there, Zane.
B-O-O. E. A B. An I and an S.
Now, what word can you make out of that?
Boebies. Boebus.
Any more?
Boebus.
Are they real words?
Boibus. Boobus. Oh, I see where you're going. Yeah.
Here's my question to you.
Saved by the Mills.
How many words in 30 seconds could Sarah Cox make out of those letters? Read them again for me.
B-O-O-E-B-I-S. 3.
How many words in 30 seconds? Becky.
4.
You're saying 4. Oh. Saying low.
Pushing it out. Let's try it. 3. Three, I'm stick with three.
Okay. You're saying three, Becky's saying four. Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Wordmaster Sarah Cox. But how can he many words can she make out of that in 30 seconds flat?
Here we go. Well, boobies. Boob. Boo. Bo. Bob.
That's a name.
Bib.
That's fine. That's five.
Sob.
Good.
Is.
Good.
B.
Good.
All I can see is boobs. It's just boobs jumping out, aren't they? E-E-op. Oboe.
Good.
That was good.
She got like nine or something, didn't
she?
She
got nine, that's which amazing. Means that Becky gets the point again.
Oh, what's occurring?
Also, here's a bonus point for you.
Uh-huh.
What do you think was the most popular word that the general public came up with using those letters?
Boobies.
Do you think boobies? Becky. The letters are
B-O-O-E-B-I-S.
Is.
Let's find out.
Boobies.
Boobs.
Boobies.
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 A horse for one, then.
Boobies.
Boobies.
Boobs.
There you go.
See?
Huh?
Would you like a point for
I'll take the point.
Have a point.
I'll take the point and the enormous low in standard as well for me. I'll take the point and the embarrassment.
What's
thank you.
It?
Next one. You know Joe Calzaghe?
Boxer.
World
Legend.
Champion boxer. Mm. Unbeaten 46 fights in a row. Did you actually know he's quite a good friend of mine?
No.
Yeah. We like a bit of banter, me and Joe.
Wow.
Spoke to him earlier. Now, we did the same as Greg James and producer Neil did with the insults game yesterday. Here's my question to you. How long could me and world champion boxer Joe Calzaghe insult each other for before we ran out of things to say?
Oh, Lord. Wow. 90 seconds?
Zane's saying 90 seconds. Becky?
20 seconds, because I think you probably got scared.
No, we're good.
Insider knowledge there.
No, we're good mates.
I reckon you just go and go, don't you? I mean, I would. Me and my mates would go all day.
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's me and world champion boxer Joe Calzaghe throwing insults at each other. It's Scott Mills versus Joe Calzaghe. Let's start the insults, you wally, Joe.
Muppet.
Egypt.
Kermit the Frog.
You big tart.
Lipstick.
Punk.
Goat.
What?
Goat.
Buffoon.
Spider monkey.
Spamhead.
Div.
Div is good. You big dingus.
You big tambourine head.
You flower.
Moonface.
Oh, that's low. Numpty.
Crusty toenail.
Nincompoop.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, nincompoop. Sheephead.
Sheephead?
You heard me.
Joe wins.
Yes. I knew I'd psych you out then.
He knew he'd psych me out.
He's pretty good at that.
Yeah, so it was 60 seconds.
Was it?
Yeah, Zane was closest. So today, what's occurring is a draw.
It's a draw.
Zane 2, Becky 2.
It was worth it.
That's good, thank you. You thought you were going to crash and burn then.
Well, to be honest, I got off to a pretty bad start because you did,
yeah.
And I followed.
Oh!